From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Chemical weapon inspectors collected samples from the Syrian town of Douma Saturday, 2 weeks after a suspected gas attack there. Marissa Melton has the details.
The site visit was confirmed by the Organization of the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. It will allow the agency to proceed with an independent investigation to determine what chemicals, if any, were used in the April 7th attack that medical workers said killed more than 40 people. The U.S., France, and Britain blamed President Bashar al-Assad's government for the attack. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Western powers launched retaliatory strikes on several Syrian chemical facilities a week ago. Four former U.S. presidents were among the hundreds of mourners to pay their respects Saturday to former First Lady Barbara Bush. She died Tuesday at the age of 92. Reuters' Linda So has more.
Some 1,500 mourners gathered to pay their final respects on Saturday to Barbara Bush. The former First Lady, who died on Tuesday at the age of 92, was remembered for her dignity and devotion both to her family and public service. Bush was the matriarch of one of the country's most prominent political dynasties. She was the wife of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush. Barbara Bush was laid to rest at the Bush Presidential Library at Texas A&M University, buried next to her daughter Robin, who died as a child from leukemia.
That was Linda So reporting. North Korea says it has suspended nuclear tests and plans to close its nuclear test site. The North's military is also halting long-range missile tests and says the suspensions went into effect on Saturday. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he is contemplating a visit to China. The trip will focus on issues that have global leaders concerned about a potential trade war that could undercut a global economic recovery. South African Central Bank's Lesedja Konyego welcomed the news.
But the bottom line here, Sherwin, is that trade tensions are not to the benefit of anyone. They can never, if there is a trade conflict, there could never be winners. We could all only be losers.
Mnuchin said he discussed the possible trip and potential trade opportunities with the new head of China's central bank. Tensions have escalated between the U.S. and China since the U.S. imposed tariffs on foreign aluminum and steel and on up to $150 million in Chinese goods. The International Committee of the Red Cross says unidentified armed men shot dead a humanitarian aid worker in Yemen's southwestern province of Taiz early Saturday. Jill Craig has the story.
Hanna Lahoud of Lebanon was shot at while on his way to visit a prison. He was rushed to hospital but died from his wounds. The ICRC said in a statement that other staff members accompanying him were unharmed. Lahoud was in charge of the ICRC's detention program in Yemen. Yemeni security officials said he suffered at least 4 gunshot wounds before being carried to the hospital where he died. The United Nations condemned the unjustified killing of Lahoud. Yemeni officials said an investigation would be held into the incident. Jill Craig, VOA News.
India's cabinet on Saturday approved the death penalty for rapists of girls below the age of 12. This came after Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an emergency meeting in response to nationwide outrage over several recent cases. Some welcomed the measure, but others thought it was unnecessary.
Yes, I do think that there should be strong legal actions against rapists, and particularly in case the victim is a minor one. But I really don't think that death penalty is the answer. We already have very strong laws in this country. What is needed is the conviction of the criminal.
The executive order or ordinance amending the criminal law to also include more drastic punishment for convicted rapists of girls below the age of 16 will come into effect once it is signed by India's president. Gaza's ruling Hamas group says a man who was gunned down in Malaysia was an important member of the organization, raising suspicions but stopping short of blaming Israel for the killing. Hamas says Palestinian engineer Fadi El-Bash was a loyal member. Israel media reported that he was deeply involved in the Hamas drone development program. That's the news. I'm Jim Bertel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.